I think he was probably in contemplation most of the time that I knew him. I saw a lot of clients sort of in that stage that this isn't right, but, you know, two steps forward, one step back. Some clients that I worked with, when I was able to do, we did start an early dual diagnosis treatment group as sort of a experiment at our agency where I paired working with an outside substance abuse provider, a group in our community support program, and I had one woman who came every week faithfully, came to the group. Never once said that she had a drinking problem, although she had a prominent alcohol problem, but she came to support her boyfriend. And so that was somebody who was obviously in that pre-contemplation or engagement phase. She wasn't acknowledging that it was an issue for her, but the fact that she was there and that we were able to plant some seeds and we were able to raise some her consciousness about the issue, I saw as very encouraging. So that happened frequently, but probably more so were people in that persuasion stage. They knew that the drugs and alcohol weren't really working for them as well as they wanted them to work or as well as they did initially. They weren't getting the same buzz or the same high. They were still experiencing symptoms of their mental illness, but they continued to use. And so that very much in that stuck stage of this isn't working great, but